This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy and sadness and anger, definitely some disgust,
Rose,
and I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on to your next topic, we just want to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. Plus, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, and it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor FM to get started.
Are you happy now that your mother's been banned from picking you up at school? I hope so. We are discussing Divorce on HBO, Season 2, Episode 2. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I will always be with you.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV.
Welcome to AfterBuzz TV. I'm your host, Fern Ronay, and this is the after show for Divorce on HBO. We're discussing Season 2, Episode 2, entitled Happy Now. And we love our Miriam. She's not with us this week, but she'll be back next week. But luckily, I'm joined by the rest of our fabulous panel.
Hey!
Introduce yourselves, please.
I am Monique Loveless, and you can catch me on all platforms. Ugh, that's always so hard to say. Even every week. I know. On all platforms at Upfront with Mo.
What up? I'm Katie Foley, and you can find me everywhere at KT Day What Now. Just don't stalk me.
And this again is Fern Ronay. You can find me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat at Fern Ronay, R-O-N-A-Y. Okay, so we start this episode with every mother's nightmare. Their child is learning to drive. Tom, what are you doing? He's giving her a heart attack. And they're, you know, whatever, trying to make it along. And then they get stopped. And then we see, you know, Frances is in mom mode because she wants to get her kids to school. This is the difference between Frances and Robert. This is so consistent with her character. If Robert were in the car, he would just probably be having a conversation or sing it or whatever. He's the fun parent. So she screams, you know, excuse me, I have to get my kids to school. And we see the stop sign. And then we see that the person holding the stop sign at this construction site is Robert. And to be clear, no shame in doing construction work, but they're all embarrassed for him because it's clearly not what he wants to be doing. Is that what you guys felt?
I don't know. I think they made that an embarrassing part. I'm just happy he has a job, like, right. As he does, you know, something. And as we can see from last week, he obviously had to take the job.
Right.
So I felt like she made it an embarrassing moment. And then Lila, is that the daughter's name?
Yeah.
She just was angry, so it just made it worse. But I don't think it was like an embarrassing moment.
Okay.
I mean, construction is a good job,
right? I know.
Yeah,
like, he's supporting his family.
Yeah, and if anything, Frances should be happy for him that he actually has a job, because that was her big thing, you know.
And the fact that it wasn't like the people who do the cross signs for the kids and stuff, like.
Right.
I mean, it's construction. That's a good job.
Yeah.
Understand why it would be such a...
And I think that the tensions were already high because, you know, Frances is trying to come off as the cool mom now and, like, rekindle this relationships. And then, you know, she's obviously trying to teach Tom how to drive. So it's like she was already really tense.
Exactly.
And then Lila didn't obviously help.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
And I feel like we'll discuss this, but I feel like there are so many reasons why Lila just is so resentful of her mother. Like, could be her age, you know, we were all brats. Could be that she knows the mom cheated. It could be that she thinks her mom's, like, controlling and uptight. Could be that she, you know, the Frances, like, I'm going to go to family culture night and that. Like, well, yeah. You never, you know, she could be thinking, like, you never went before. Now that you have this other job, all of a sudden you can come. You know, she resents her for so many, it could be so many reasons. What do you guys think?
I don't know. That's so hard. I feel like until she actually says why she resents her, I'm not really sure. And I kind of feel like that came out of nowhere because last season, like, it wasn't like they cared.
Right.
They didn't even care last season at all.
No.
And now all of a sudden she has a storyline and she, like, hates her. And
yes.
I don't understand that part because it was like they didn't care. And now all of a sudden that they're split, she's super upset at her mom. So either she had to, like...
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Got your happy Priceline.
Like here, over here, like mm-hmm. her brother did, and she just didn't say anything.
Right, or he told her.
Or she knows something, yeah. Or I don't know. It's weird. I feel like I don't know until she actually is going to say
something. Yeah, yeah. I mean, it definitely feels like a hole in the story, obviously, at this point. Yeah. And so, you know, it'll be interesting to see. I mean, I don't know. I mean, but growing up, don't you guys feel like sometimes you were closer with one parent and then not as close with the other parent,
right, of
you
course.
Know?
Yeah, no. I feel like that's kind of now.
No.
No.
And, oh, neither?
Neither.
Yeah, I mean, to this day, I call home, I'm like, put mommy on. Like, my yeah. dad. But like, oh, yeah, yeah. Like, it's just
but it
natural.
Also could be, you know, like, I mean, I don't know, for me, like, my relationship with my dad, like, dramatically improved when I moved out of the house. So it could be because, you know, right. Frances has custody.
Right.
You know, that could be right. a big, like, tensions could be high there because they're spending so much time together, you
right.
know?
Yeah. I don't know.
I want to... Yeah, go ahead.
Like I said, there just could be a lot, and I'm not really
right,
sure.
Right, there. I, like, made a list of possible reasons. I'm like, the list is endless. Right. Like, yes. It could be anything. It could be just
right.
that she's, like,
14 until she, like, yeah, speaks up and
right.
says something.
I wonder if someone said to the writers last season, it's not believable that the kids aren't bothered. Like, that's,
right.
like, the number one thing in a childhood that's, you know, like, you... could be the most upsetting to, you know, emotionally mm-hmm. upsetting to a child. And some, you know, then on the other hand, you hear some kids are like, I was relieved when my parents got divorced. I mean, you just never know, but it's definitely something that
an emotion
is an emotional mm-hmm. event for yeah. a child. And divorce is so hard on children. It's yeah. hard on everyone. I feel like that's a universal truth. So,
and it is strange. I mean, Tom is the one, as we know in the show, that does know about the affair, and
yeah.
he's not the one who's harsher on her,
yeah.
you know?
It's interesting.
I think that's just his personality, though. Mm. He's weird. he's just weird. So the fact that he's kind of weird, he's a little bit unpredictable. So mm-hmm. it's kind of like you never know what you're going to get out of him at any point in time. So if yeah. he decides to be mad, it's just, like, it's like his personality. If he doesn't, it's like, oh, it's his personality. So mm-hmm.
right.
I'm not really sure. I don't know. I guess he was mad enough and then they got a divorce and
yeah.
then he was just like, oh, well, I'm getting some, so.
I want to know more about the kid. I feel like they have to, like, flesh. I mean,
flesh
doing,
out, yeah.
Not that I should be telling the writers what to, but I just think those characters need to be fleshed out a little more. It'll be interesting.
You're like, no, I have hours no, and no, hours yeah. of notes.
Right. Like, so no, then, listen, writers, listen.
Listen. We have some notes,
some notes
for you to study.
So the next up is my second favorite scene. Or it could be the first, I don't know, they're interchangeable, is when we see Frances talking with Dallas, and Dallas gets a phone call,
oh,
not
yes.
just a phone call, a FaceTime from none other than Tony Silver Creek and his little Silver Creek, and Frances is understandably shocked and angry, and I know I said it last week, but I'll reiterate, and I hope you disagree with me so we can have a colorful discussion, but if that were my friend, I would be like, how many guys are on the planet? Like, why this one? Like, why do you have to hook up with this one who makes me miserable? I want him to not be able to hook up with any of my friends.
Right.
I would be so angry and upset, and I would think, like, how insecure are you and how desperate are you? I wouldn't say this to my friend, but I would think, like, is she so desperate and insecure that this one cute guy pays her attention and she, like, just goes for it? Doesn't matter that it's the guy who's making her friend miserable. So I would be pissed. But how would you guys feel?
You're right. I have to disagree. Yeah. I have to disagree. I disagree because...
No, that's good.
I mean, I totally understand where you're coming from. I understand where you're coming from. But my friend's personal life is her personal life. Like, if this is a guy that she is, you know, having sex with, like, I'm going to know at the end of the day that they're just having sex. I know from his character and her character that they're not going to be together. So I know it's nothing serious. Right. I may make a little jab, like, because I'm not that... I'm a very blunt friend, so I might make a little jab, like, oh, that's the only person you could, you know, right. do on right. the planet, right. like, seriously. Right. But I wouldn't take it to heart.
I wish I could be cool like that. I'm not.
You know, and I actually feel like I'm the middle of middle of the road now. Because on the one hand, yeah, I would be furious with my friend if, like she said, like, you're with the man who's trying to ruin my life, you know, like literally ruin my life. Right. But at the same time, he's so good for Dallas. Like, they have such a good chemistry, and it's like, you know, you can tell that, like, he's really putting in the time and the effort when he normally could get other snatches, he said. Right. So it's like that thing of also, like, oh, but I also, like, I'm happy for you that you found this, like, kind of sexy guy.
I feel like he's just using her.
Oh, he's definitely using her.
I don't know.
I would know that from the beginning, because even before, and I can't look at it as, like, this is the man that's ruining my life. This was the man who was hired to do his job.
Right. That's true.
At the end of the day, he did his job because that's what he's paid to do.
That's true.
I'm like, I overthink things that, like, I would be like, I hope you're just having sex and not talking, like, not even a word, not telling him how much I made at the gallery last week, because then he's going to be asking me for more money. I would be like, oh, did you open your mouth and, like, tell him, like, things that you're... I don't want Robert to
You know? Like, be a Russian spy.
Right. I would be like, oh, I hope you're just having sex. Yeah. Like, I hope you're not talking.
Right. Please be like Nick and Diane.
Right. Oh, God. Right.
Just be mute, okay?
They're a whole total another man.
God,
I wouldn't. I couldn't be mad because it's like, I can't take it personal. He got paid to do a job.
Cool. Oh, my God. You're so cool.
So as far as him getting paid to do a job, I can't take that personally out on my friend.
And I'd be very mad and happy for her at the same time.
And I would just be mad and take it personally, like the not cool girl that I am. So, speaking of Nick and Diane, this was such a good episode. Everyone had such a great scene.
So good.
Okay, so we know that Nick is retired now. He's discovered his love of cooking. He's come to the self-realization that it's not him who's a stressed out person. It's not Nick that's bad. It's banking that's bad. That was the reason he was, you know, such a crazy person. Turns out, no, Nick, you're a psycho.
Psycho.
Oh, my God.
No wonder why she almost tried to kill him.
Right?
Like, how did it not happen sooner?
How long did that duck cook? 2 days?
Right.
That's psychotic.
Like, oh, my gosh. Like, it came out of freaking nowhere.
Yeah.
And then it was like, okay. No wonder why she tried to kill you. Like, I was now on Diane's side.
I know, honestly.
Right. Well, and the blind date even said, why are we the ones that are divorced? Right?
Right, as they're exactly.
Like, if you overhear them arguing.
Exactly.
It's so crazy.
I mean, over duck, because
Diane didn't ask what everyone's... Right. But the
dietary restrictions were.
Oh, my God. He's so
But for
crazy.
Him to even say that was so asshole-ish.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Like, that was a very just... Oh,
God. Absolutely. Like, and then he started listing off everything else he could have made that was within their dietary restrictions. Like, okay, bud.
Right. Like,
you know?
Calm down.
Yeah.
So what do you think their future is?
I feel like something's going to happen. She's going to, like, try to kill him again. Like, how do you deal with that? That's what I don't understand.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. I don't care how much money Nick has. I don't care how sweet he is when he's sweet. That's unacceptable.
That is. That's so unacceptable to be treated like that. Like, especially in front of people.
Right.
I can have an argument. If you want to have an argument, I'm okay with having an argument, but I'm always the type that never argues in front of people.
Right.
Like, I never, if I know there's going to be an argument, it's the mom look, and then we'll have the conversation later, because that is just, that makes, that aura and energy is put off on everybody else, and also it's kind of like, that's not the time and the place for everything.
Absolutely. So, I argue in front of people, but not about Duck. You know?
Well, I just don't in general. But if you're putting me out, like when he was like, well, Diane, when you're putting the blame in front of people.
That's such a lack of respect for her. It is.
Yeah. Well, to honestly, to jump off on a limb about your question, I think that she may have an affair.
Oh,
honestly, like down the line, you know,
that's why she asked her about the question. She was like, but take you out of the equation,
right?
Dallas and the lawyer,
right? Doesn't she usually go for more feminine guys?
Right.
Yeah. Oh, that's, she might have an affair. She might, cause she, I don't know if she, from what we've seen of her personality and her character, she's strong enough to leave him because she likes her house, she likes her money, she likes being Mrs.
Yeah.
I forget to write but, what their last name was.
But it's too much time together, you know?
And it's with somebody who it shouldn't be in a relationship. He needs to work on himself.
He does. Yeah. He does.
Yeah, because that's not fair to her.
And I also think that she's so fearful of becoming fat.
She should
just enjoy it.
His new culinary skills. What'd you say about like seven-course meals every night?
Yeah. Right. But she's sounds like she's forced to eat what he even makes. So it's kind of like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Right. She probably will cheat. I hope it's with somebody cute.
Yes.
Who fulfills all of her. Maybe someone younger.
Yes. Yes.
What did you think of Andrew? I felt so bad for Francis when he walked in. Not that like, I mean, it's nice that Diane wanted to set her up. Right. She thinks her friend is great. But it's just like, you know, when you break up with someone, then it's like, you're just not ready to be in that mode. And it was like, God, didn't they just like sign the divorce? Yeah. Like, poor Francis.
But I think when your friends are together with somebody, they always feel like you need to be with somebody.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You need fixing.
You don't want to be the third wheel.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, they don't want to make you feel like the third wheel, and they still want to be friends with you, but they have a mate. So I think that's what people think. They're not thinking like, oh, I just signed the divorce papers. Like, I need a breather.
Right.
Yeah.
As a newly single person, I totally get it. Like, I understand. Like, even now, it's been like, what, 5-6 months? And I just feel like, if you're divorced, oh my gosh, that's so much more harsher.
Yeah.
Like, it's the separation of your whole entire life for all these years.
Yeah. Right.
So I think they're not thinking the same thing that you're thinking.
Right.
Right.
It makes it hard because you don't want to tell your friends, like, stop doing this.
Right.
But at the same time, it's kind of like, but I don't want to be dating.
Yeah.
I felt like I just saw Francis's heart fall. Like, come on.
I know. I totally agree with everything you guys are saying. And I thought that he was so interesting because he was so lovely.
He was.
And then he made that really odd joke about her not being ready.
Right.
Like, that she was like, and it was like, are you kidding? Like, I couldn't tell if he was joking,
or if he was serious.
Like, are you being facetious right now? Exactly. Are you complimenting? Like, exactly.
Right.
It was so odd.
It was odd.
Right.
But he was lovely.
Yeah.
Like, I did like him.
Choice.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And clearly we see from the preview that, you know, he was joking.
Right.
But at the time, I didn't get it.
Right,
you know?
Right, right.
Yeah, no. I thought, I thought he was nice. I liked him.
I know. I hope he comes back. I know him from somewhere. I meant to look it up today, if you know where he's from.
Well, he is going to come back. It was on the preview.
Yeah. But wasn't he in something? Like, I know him from something else. I don't know. I don't know. He looks so familiar. Oh, he is Andrew. Thank you.
Thank you.
Aw, thanks, Jeff.
Detective.
So next up is my first, I don't know. They're in a tie. My favorite scene is when Dallas is with Tony Silvercreek at the bar. So they do go to bar. They don't just like meet up at each other's places.
Right.
So they're at a bar.
They go out on dates.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying, guys. He's giving her the time of day.
It's true. It's true, because they were like joking about the
But of course, because when we get into the scene, I mean, clearly he gets mad about something he shouldn't have really got mad about.
Right.
But
well, exactly. Right. He's butt hurt.
Yeah.
He could have any other snatch, he said, but he did. He's taking her to the hospital because he has feelings. All right? I'm just saying.
Right. Okay. Yeah, we have to dissect this. So basically, they're, you know, flirting. They're ready to go back to his apartment before she catches the train. They're walking down the street. She is laughing, joking, spins around, smashes her face into a for sale sign.
Oh,
her
my
nose
God.
Is so gushing, good. Bleeding. Okay, so we've all been
that
there.
That was hilarious.
It was hilarious.
That was hilarious.
It was so unexpected. I
yes.
was like, oh, such
that
a great
That was super
scene.
Hilarious. Yes. Like, super hilarious.
And I feel for her because we've all, I mean, I say we've all been there. I'm a total klutz. I was vacuuming this weekend and, like, scraped my forehead up against glass table.
No.
And, like, it's.
I've walked
know.
Into two bus stops.
Okay,
in my
life. Yeah. See, I love these it's stories happened. Too, not just one. Yes. On two separate occasions.
Yes.
I've never walked into anything.
Oh, make us feel great.
Right.
But let me tell you, I have falling in the middle of the inter, like, La Brea and Highland and Beverly and something. Like, so I have. Fallen in,
oh
in
my
big
God.
Places
while oh, crossing wow. the street and
yeah.
like you had to hurry up to before the
like well people were like slowing down and honking and like
oh
you
my
know
God.
Asking if I was okay,
oh, okay.
I
okay.
was like super embarrassed but yeah
all right so we have
the
all
embarrassing
there.
Moments right. happen
tweet us your story
yes
so we don't feel...
your most embarrassing
yes.
moments
yes especially on a
tripping.
Date.
Oh,
yes.
my God.
Yes.
This guy she thinks is so hot.
Ugh.
Oh, it's so cringeworthy and fantastic. So, okay. Once a dick, always a dick. That's the question of the day. He really, like, was like, I'm not letting you. But any decent person wouldn't let you, with your nose gushing, get in a cab by yourself to the hospital. Like, any decent human being would be like, I'm getting in the cab with you and taking you to the hospital. So he's... I don't even know if I give him credit for that because I feel like I wouldn't expect anything less. What do you, but you guys, what do you
I gave him credit for it because he is another one who is an asshole. And
total.
He just has those ways and those tendencies. Even how he said it, he was like, oh, I'm going to get you a cab because there's no way that a cab is going to pick you up with your nose like that. Like, who says that?
Yes.
That's terrible.
Like, even being chivalrous, he's got to be a jerk.
Yes. They definitely took his character from the Allstate commercial. And put it into this because I mean he is just one of the harshest like guys like dang okay I get it I give him credit for it
yeah
I mean I kind of give him credit for it even just how he said it was just kind of like wow like do I even want to ride in the cab with you
right
yeah
you give him credit
yeah definitely yeah I think that they have a magnetism together I do
really now I don't want it to go that far I don't see her being with somebody like that
she's usually with more feminine guys according to Diane. I think he I don't know just the impression I got was he's using her because she's easy to him. Mm-hmm. She's something different she's not like the what did he say like the Latvian mid whatever hostess. So like, I just think he's using her. I don't think he's, who knows if he'll ever have a long-term relationship. He's such an interesting character, but I don't know. I just think once a jerk, always a jerk. Cause he really showed his true colors. You know, like the test of a person is how they react when they don't get what they want. Not, which is easier said than done because you know, like whatever, we all have our moments, but his feelings were hurt when she revealed that she was going to break up with him that night. That's why she wanted to meet. And he reacted in his true color. In his true colors, I think.
Seriously butthurt about that because he just called her old. He,
her aging ass
yes,
to the ER.
Yes. Yes. Terrible in bed.
Uh-huh.
He went so childish and immature. It was ridiculous. I was like, oh my gosh, he pulled out every, like, seriously?
Every insult.
Like, I wouldn't want her to be with him just because of, for those reasons. Even if he is interested, he still has those tendencies of immaturity. And I just don't think that is... conducive. Isn't she like a therapist or something?
Right.
Like
she said you have anger.
She is.
So it's just kind of like, yeah, she even told him, even how she said it was just so therapy-like. Like, you have some anger issues that you need to work on.
Yes.
And I just feel as though, like, you, like, she could do better.
Okay, I'm going to be a masochist here because I love men that are emotionally unavailable. I thought it was so sweet.
Oh, my God.
Because it showed me. Because
that he got crazy?
That he got crazy because it showed me that he really felt something for her.
Wow.
Yes. Because okay. if he was apathetic about the whole thing, then, you know.
Okay, wait. I got to dissect this. So, like, if your sister or someone you loved was with someone who she's like, I told him, like, we got to end it, and he went ballistic and told me I'm bad in bed and he didn't want to take my aging ass to the ER anyway. Would you say, like, would you advise her, like...
First of all, if she told me that, that'd be hilarious.
I would be like, don't tell
anyone
else that.
I'd be like, oh my gosh, that was so hilarious. I need to meet this guy. Yeah. Seriously. Like, that would be my
You're
reaction.
Like, he's winning.
Right. Right.
So you...
Wait, so he's single now?
Where did you say he'd be? The rainbow, right. Boom, boom, boom.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. Yeah,
so
no.
So you would be like, give him another chance? Like, he obviously likes you?
You would say, oh, my gosh, he obviously likes me.
Really?
Really? Okay.
Interesting. Yeah. I don't know. I would tell that a friend, like, he's screwed up. There's plenty of other guys out there. Like,
right.
He doesn't sound, like, okay. He doesn't sound, like, healthy. But it's interesting.
We really need to be friends. You are super nice.
I know.
I'm so old.
You are
No.
You are super nice,
it's okay,
though.
Yeah. But I dated the Tony Silver Creeks in New York, no less.
Yes.
And I was goes to the Rainbow Room? Maybe it's like a hot thing now. I don't know. But I just feel like I kissed all the frogs. Like, I've been through that. And
yeah.
It's nothing but heartache. Like,
yes.
Find the good one. Like, just wait. You got to go. It'll all be, you got to, like, go through all the bad ones. For the one. You're only going to meet the one once. It only has to happen once. So all of the ones before that aren't not going to work out. Let the, like, throw the Tony Silver Creeks back.
I don't know. I would tell my friend. I'd be like, listen, girl. This is what I would tell you. Listen. It's not going to work out.
No.
Not call me when it doesn't. Okay? So I don't want to hear anything. Because you just, I mean, at the end of the day, you cannot, and I just had this conversation, you cannot date somebody's potential.
Right.
Like, they have to.
Exactly.
Like, you cannot date someone's potential. Like, just because you see his potential and he does that and you're like, oh my gosh, he's freaking out. He does have something that lies underneath that is like, you need to learn how to handle that like an adult.
Right.
And the fact that you can't, this will never work because it'll be, eventually that's no longer cute.
I know.
Right. That is now to the point where it's kind of like, it's going to get on your nerves. You're going to end up breaking up. It's just going to be one of those dramatic, that didn't even need to be dramatic type things. So I think she's right for ending it. And I think she should. Now, if she goes back for a little more Nikki, I don't blame her for that.
I think she's going
Because, you know,
to.
Sometimes you got
to
you gotta satisfy the cookie. Sometimes you got to satisfy the cookie, and it just so happens to be somebody who, you know, you prefer not to be in a relationship with. But, I don't know. I just think that is a disaster waiting to happen.
Yeah, I think so, too. But and I love how she wasn't crushed by it, though. She was just like, can you avoid 57th Street?
Because she just knew.
She's
a therapist. Yes, she
exactly.
knew that was eventually, like, at that moment, it might have been cute. Like, oh, my gosh, you really like me. But it's like, no, down the line, that's not going to be cute. You're going to be like Diane and what's his face?
Nick. Exactly.
Nick, yeah.
So the next scene is Robert with Janice from the school. My life was happier before I heard the term foot sex. I'm now scarred for life.
It's a generous offer, Janice.
That was great. Everything he said made me laugh. Oh, my God, that was great. Yeah, she offered to pee on him. She's such a doll. Offered foot sex with her fat toes. He agreed they are fat and whatever. She explained to him. He was like, that's a very nice offer. Then she suggests, he said he would consider a threesome. She starts making phone calls. And then it's revealed that all of her friends that she contacted, the other moms from the school who might be interested in a threesome, seems they were all unavailable because they were at the family culture night. And you could see that family culture night was something that Robert thoroughly enjoyed, and now he's missing out because he's divorced.
Right. And I love that he makes Irish soda bread for family culture night. Like, that's what we make on St. Patrick's Day, my family.
Oh, I love it. So do you think, okay, so then she said a couple things that really got in his brain. She was like, my ex and I decided that school was the neutral zone and that when it comes to your kid, fair is fair. My thinking, because this gets in his head and he's out of there and he's, you know, goes to family culture night. I think when you say something like, you know, we decided that school is the neutral territory. It's one of those things that sounds good on paper, but they just signed the divorce papers however many weeks ago. Maybe it'll be neutral territory next year, but right. this year or like 2 weeks after you sign the divorce papers, it might not be a good idea. That's just my thinking, but I don't know if I would take any advice from Janice.
I feel like it depends on the guy. He's very childish, too.
Yes, oh God.
Robert is so
he really is.
Childish, too. So I can understand it, but I do. I actually, when she said that, I thought it was a great idea. Like, I feel like when it comes to school events, I feel like that should be a neutral zone.
Yeah.
Your kids want to see both of their parents there to share their experiences
right.
or the celebration or joy that they're going through at that time.
Right.
So I thought it was a good idea. His threesome, on the other hand, did not happen. And I was like, dang, I want Robert to get a threesome. Aww. I mean, he's like, I'm trying to figure out. He's getting, I thought he was not going to be the one getting all the action. He's getting all the action.
Yes, he right.
While Francis is going through hell.
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah.
He's getting lots of offers.
Yes, he is.
Janice is hooking it up.
Yes.
Janice.
Like, but who knows if any of them would have come through. I feel
right.
I feel like he even knew that, like, this is probably not going to happen.
Not going to happen.
Which is why he had to brag later.
Right.
I left a threesome.
Where was everyone? They were like, one was at court, and the other one was, like, at work. And, like,
right, and it was at night, right?
Right. Yeah, and he had to, like, brag to her, like, there could be between zero and two people.
Oh,
the
my
writing
God.
Is so, like,
right,
there's some
right.
great, he has the
maybe
best
maybe even a dude. I was dying.
Yeah.
So, what do you think? Do you think school should be the neutral zone?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Even so close after, I guess, well, on the other hand, yeah, I guess even so close after your divorce, you should all be adults. And
Get for your kids.
For
you
your
should.
Kids.
Yeah. Like, you know, I'm sorry, when you have kids with somebody, you're in this for life with them.
Yeah.
So you have to try to choose as wisely as possible who you have kids with.
Yeah.
They were married.
Right.
Good advice.
So they're forever going to be, I don't care. People say, no, it's until you're 18. No, they have graduations, they have weddings, they have all kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're going to want to be in that room.
Absolutely.
So as the father or whoever. So I do feel like there should be neutral zones when it comes to your kids so that you can all be there.
Yeah.
But I do think that for kids, you need to explain to them. Like, we will all come together because we want to be there for your, like, school and things like that. But we're not together.
Right.
So
don't
think that this is a family.
Absolutely. Right.
To play devil's advocate with Francis, though, tensions obviously were really high because the whole thing with Lila and, you know, the photos and, like, not having Francis's photo on the tree.
I love
so
that.
You, that
was like,
hilarious.
She's like, I choose this battle.
Right.
She was like, I choose this battle. And went into her face.
So
that was hilarious.
Right.
That was good.
Right.
That
and then for Robert to show up, it was like, you know, like, I think that she was hoping this was going to be a bonding moment between her and Lila, you know?
Right.
No.
Right. And she was already hurt.
Yes.
Right. So her action, so we'll get to it. So the next scene was, you know, at family culture night. She's not on the family tree, which is so hurtful. And she decides to draw herself on with the beautiful hair, of course, because SJP has the best hair. And so she, you know, like we always used to say on the panel last year, hurt people hurt people. And she was hurt, so hurt. It was so obvious, it was such a hurtful thing. And then to see him was just like the icing on the cake.
Yeah.
Like, she took it out on him almost, because it's the one who cheated. Like, she is the one who wanted the divorce. I think he's still in love with her. And she shouldn't even be so angry with him because she got what she wanted.
Right.
She got the divorce. But she took it out on him because her emotions were running so high.
Right. She said it. She was like, well, maybe I should leave because you're on the tree and I'm not.
Yeah.
So I think that she needs to just back off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's just time to just back off from Lila and just let her have her space for right now.
Right. She's a teenager.
Right.
It's a nightmare, you know?
Right.
But I do, I believe that it still should have been a neutral zone, no matter how you feel. As an adult, you need to check that.
Yeah.
So, especially when you have kids, you just need to check that. So,
it's gotta be so hard, though, right?
Yeah.
I can imagine, like, think of, like, just someone that you just can't stand
right.
having to be in your life forever. Right. Like, forever.
Right. And
it's terrifying.
Right. And it was interesting earlier, too.
I can't believe who you have kids with. Like, I can't
right,
think of
exactly. Right. Right. And it was interesting earlier, too, when she had that date or the, you know, kind of date with Andrew, just like how she was like, I got married when we were 28 and he was like so different.
Yeah.
I thought that may be good for me. And it was kind of like revealed, like maybe.
Yes.
She knew all along that he wasn't the one,
right,
you know?
Right, right, right.
And she's just been pretending, right. You know?
Oh, God,
so there's all the animosity built up, sure,
Yeah, resentment built up and stuff like that, Because she probably just knew he was a good guy, except for that whole financial situation. But, you do, but even if you're married, I mean, of course you're going to want to have kids. You never know how it's really going to turn out, but
okay. Not us. But we're happily child-free at the Ronay house.
So if we split, we split.
Right.
God forbid. But
But I mean, at the end of the day, I feel like you're in it forever now.
Yeah, forever. I can't imagine. But one of the funniest things of the scene was when she had talked about Crazy Courtney with Dallas earlier in the episode, and then Crazy Courtney comes up to her and says, you probably don't know this, in the meantime everyone knows that she's been banned from school pickup and drop off, banned from the school premises because she freaked out on her daughter one time. And so I felt like Frances was looking at her like, I'll never be like you.
Right. Right. So judgmental.
Right.
Yes. Like, she judged her so badly.
And was Courtney not in the beginning of the episode?
She was, I think,
right?
Because I watched it.
She was like,
time.
She was like, I'm going to meet you on this side of the street.
Uh-huh. Yes,
in the beginning,
yes.
You catch it.
And she was like fighting with like the shirt on her daughter or something.
Yes.
So she is so judgmental of her. You could just see it. And she was like, I'm not going to hang out with this girl. I'm not going to be this girl.
Right. Because she told her we should hang out. And she's like, no, me and my ex are pretty good. And I'm like, we're good. Yeah. And she was super judgmental about it.
And then Heartbeat, he shows in and she's like, motherfucker, storms up to him. What are you doing here? She like turned into Courtney. It can happen to the best of them. That's what divorce does.
She turned all the way into her because when her and Lila got into the argument.
Yes. So then that was the next scene when Lila's cursing at her and she curses back and screams, F you. Everyone turns around. The next thing you know, Courtney and Frances are the moms who are banned from going on school property from pick up and drop off. What did you think of that scene? Like, I mean, I cracked up when she screamed at her, but why does going back to the original question, why does Lila resent her so much?
I'm not sure, but that's totally different. The writers, they must have got it, because if I would have said anything like that to my mom, I wouldn't be living.
Oh, my God, right?
They wouldn't even have to tell her to stand across the street. She'd be in jail somewhere, because I would not be there to stand.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be standing up after that.
Right.
Well, I thought it was good on Frances to finally stand up for herself, you know, to Lila.
Yeah.
But maybe, you know, going back to, like, why Lila might have all this animosity, maybe it's because she loves her dad so much, and, you know, Frances clearly didn't love her dad.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, she's mad at the person who didn't love her dad. That's easy to see why you be mad at that person. And if the roles were reversed, if it were Robert's night and Frances showed up, there would be no issue, right? Don't you think? Because Frances, I think
Robert would have made a joke, but he wouldn't have been so freaking dramatic.
Well, she had been having a rough week. I mean, she started out in a roller, so.
Right. You're not going to go to work like that, right?
She started out in her roller, so I feel like she had a rough week. So it just kind of maybe ended on a bad note.
Yes.
I do think, you know, she got a little flustered and so much was happening. She felt so much, you know, animosity or resentment at that time that she took it out on her child. But I want to see how this is going to go now.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah, so what we should get into it. We are ready for that fabulous music TV and predictions. Our predictions.
Predictions.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Woo, okay. So what do you predict is going to happen? Well, what do you specifically think is going to happen between Frances and her daughter? And then just general predictions.
I think Lila might try to run away
again.
Like, hardcore try to run away.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good prediction, because it's, I don't know how you get past, like, the, again, it's in front of other people, like, yeah. the mm-hmm. humiliation. That could be a hard one to get over. Because sometimes when you fight with your family, then it's like, you just kind of forget it. Mm-hmm. I don't know if this one's going to be so easily forgotten.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I could see that happening. I could also see her getting even more disrespectful. And becoming even more rebellious.
Yeah.
And just shutting her out altogether.
Yeah.
So, that's what I'm kind of seeing from it, but hopefully her dad will talk to her and talk
like, some sense into her.
Yeah, talk to her. Like, hey, you need to be a little easier on your mom.
Didn't Macaulay Culkin divorce his parents?
Yeah.
So maybe she'll try to divorce Frances.
She'll hire Tony Silverfreak, and Dallas will be her therapist.
Prediction.
Right. Predictions.
Writers, we have notes over here.
You can borrow
pages
that,
of notes.
And then, but what I saw in the previews was that he was trying to sell the house, and she's trying to get this artist for her gallery. So I think they're going to kind of, you know, they're inherently adversaries now that they're divorced. And I think they're going to kind of have like a competition. There's going to be like a competitiveness in their careers and like mm-hmm. who can make it. Because I feel like when you're married, you're like on the same team. And like if he wins, it's a win for you and vice versa. And I feel like now they're going to be, we're going to see competition career-wise, which is like an odd thing. But I think that's going to happen.
Well, she has to wait 6 months at least to be in the clear of him not being able to get, what, alimony or something
like
that?
Oh, is that it? Okay.
Yeah, that's why she didn't take that job.
Okay, right. Yeah. Okay. Oh,
so she at least has to be painful. In 6 months clear.
Okay.
I think that's what they said, like 6 months.
Okay. Yeah. So I just, And I think Lila is going to go berserk. Like, I think she's going to do something extra dramatic, like extra dangerous, mm-hmm. extra something, because I see it in her, whereas Tom is more, he's like more of the relaxed character.
Yeah
more laid back.
He's about to be out of the house, so he doesn't care. Like he's like he's right in that stage where all you care about is yourself. So he's not bothered by it. He ain't bothered.
Right
Yeah, no.
So she's lucky she has one kid that's like seems to be unaffected. Give her a break.
Right. He's like, I'm trying to learn how to drive. He's probably going to start dating. Right. Like, he's not worried about that. Yeah.
So did I miss anything? Were there any other highlights? Or did I capture them all? Let us know on Twitter. We have the best listeners.
The only thing left, Fern, is I found out who Stephen Pasquale is. Okay, so The Good Wife, if you watch that. What about Bloodline? Or the O.J. show. Did you watch that?
Oh, yes.
He was Mark Furman in People vs. O.J.
Oh, my God. That's awesome.
Oh, my God. I knew it.
Yes.
And he's the lead on Doubt. Oh, that was canceled. Sorry. But now he's on Divorce.
Yay. Thank you, Jeff. You're awesome.
You got it.
I love it. We're all like, O.J., great.
Right. We know that was a good show.
That was a great show.
God, that show. So they're doing the Gianni version.
I know. I can't wait to watch it.
Well, that does it for us. Thank you for joining us. I'm your host, Fern Renee, again. You can find me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat at Fern Renee, RONAY.
I'm Monique Loveless, and you can find me on all platforms at Upfront with Mo. And you can catch me every Wednesday night so far at Total Divas.
I'm Katie Foley, and you can find me at Katie the What Now everywhere.
Bye.
See you next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only. They do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.